This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Johnny, we've got an email that we started last week, and we got through like a sentence of it, and never ended up really getting into the meat of the discussion, which is about savings, and that's a topic that we've discussed over the last few weeks here on Free Talk Live, as we've been kind of doing an online or an on-air book review or book club for the book Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt, which we're closing in towards the very end of the book, and one of the last chapters, a fairly lengthy one for the book, is about saving, and one of our listeners had some comments that they wanted to share. They're very thoughtful about saving. So we'll share that coming up here in moments. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We're going to the phones and to the fun. We got Matthew, the oil man, who has been waiting very patiently throughout the entire interview with Matt Oblasto. So thanks for hanging out there, Matt. Go ahead with your call and your thoughts.
All right. Last week I called in and talked about the two bugaboos of marijuana legalization that I've gotten back from conservatives, concerning the higher level of THC and crap, I can't remember the other one.
I don't either.
The gateway nature of it.
Yeah. Very good, Johnny Ray. Very good.
Long since disproven by the government's own studies. But yeah, so go ahead.
Okay, so I'm listening to Gun Talk Radio today. And
Gun Talk?
Gresham's the host.
Okay, got it.
Yep. Gun Talk Radio by Tom Gresham. Yep. And the host is very concerned about the fact that the many states are using the, you know, states where people register guns are using the gun registry to go around and confiscate guns for medical marijuana users to get them.
Oh, hard man.
For that. And guess who owns possession of that? The state.
The state, yeah.
So this is a concern, and he had this crazy idea, and it would be great if it happened, but I don't see it, but it would be great that Donald Trump, through executive order, would just say, hey, ATF, you can't use possession of marijuana as one of the reasons you can't own guns.
Well, that would be amazing, but Donald Trump, has he given
his track record seems to suggest that he's not interested in that kind of action.
Right.
I mean, him and Jeff Sessions are still cool, and Jeff Sessions, you know, unlike with some of his other cabinet members, but Jeff Sessions canceled the Obama-era looking the other way policy.
Yeah, and I'm very disappointed in that, but let me get to the two questions I have today.
Yeah.
All right. I work in the oil industry, as you might have guessed by my nick.
Okay.
And one of the things we do is a lot of drug testing, especially after accidents and incidents. My
right.
biggest concern, and this is kind of one of those things, is after an accident, how can you tell whether a person is stoned? Because from what I understand, the THC level kind of stays after the buzz is gone. Am I incorrect in that?
So what stays, and I'm not a medical doctor or a scientist, but my understanding is that whatever evidence of the use of cannabis sticks around for a while. It doesn't mean that your blood is infused with the active ingredient or whatever and that you're high. It just means that you can detect that somebody has used cannabis within the last usually 2-3 weeks, depending on how heavy of a user they are, is the longer it'll stay in their system. And it probably has a factor, factors in their metabolism and, you know, those other things. But, you know, it's not uncommon for a heavy user of cannabis to have that... to have that detectable a few weeks afterwards. So there may be some kind of a test that can reveal whether or not the person is actively high at the moment, but I don't think any of that really matters as far as business is concerned, because they can just set their rule to be, if we catch you, you know, with a positive drug test, it doesn't matter if you didn't use the drug that day, we can fire you. They can still have that rule, even though it's legal. Like, if I don't want somebody to be, you know, a drunk, I shouldn't have to have that person working for me, even if, you know, they're not drunk on the job.
Okay, that's fair enough. The other question, I've also heard the bugaboo that the new, or the old, depending on how you look at it, marijuana has become extremely addictive.
No.
I think that this is kind of a red herring, but nonetheless, I want to know if y'all have something I can address this with.
No, that's a new one on me. I've never heard that claim before. I mean, the old claim, as you mentioned last time, was that it's more it's stronger now than it has ever been. And I think that that's true, but I don't think that that means, or that it follows, that that means that it's more addictive. That cannabis has, there have been multiple studies that have been done on this. It is not a physically addictive drug, meaning that anybody who uses it can put it down and not suffer any kind of withdrawal,
physical withdrawal,
like you would expect from, say, a caffeine user or a nicotine user or a heroin user putting down.
Yeah,
putting down their drug. However, there is a psychological addiction in that anybody who enjoys a thing can become addicted to that thing, right? Whether it's watching television, whether it's, you know, self-pleasuring, whether it's sex, whether it's, you know, eating ice cream, you know, everybody can. Or shooting guns, sure. Whatever it is that people enjoy, jumping from airplanes. I mean, you know, there's a psychological addiction that can come along with things that you enjoy, and it's certainly possible to enjoy a thing too much. And I think that that can be true with cannabis.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for the info, guys. Y'all have a great night.
You got it. I appreciate hearing from you here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I quit smoking cannabis for a year of my life once, Johnny Ray.
I remember that.
No, I don't think you would have remembered that because I wasn't here when that. I mean, I have quit it for other time periods.
Okay.
In the time period since I've been here, but that was back in 2002 when I quit for a year.
Okay.
And it wasn't a problem. Like, I still thought about cannabis because I enjoy it. I've always enjoyed the use of cannabis, and so it wasn't something that I had to have. And in fact, as I pointed out, I've quit for a month or two here and there throughout time. And originally, when I was younger, I wanted to quit every year just to prove that I could, right? Because there's all this propaganda out there about how it's an addictive drug and all that, and so I wanted to see if that was true, and it wasn't. So I went back to it because I enjoyed the use of cannabis. I thought that it, you know, as far as my life without versus my life with, I enjoyed my life with it a little better. It was just something I like to do for leisure and sort of spiritual and purposes.
Yeah, but you're a special case, Ian. You are.
What do you mean?
You're not as sensual a person as everybody else is. You're
what does
like
that mean?
You're an intellect and a will that is kind of divorced from the world, and you're very prickly. So if somebody tells you that you can't quit, your own free will and your ability to say yes or no to anything is very important to you. So you would do that. But that doesn't mean.
Are you saying you couldn't quit smoking pot?
No, I think I could.
If you did. I'm not saying you do. Or anything like that. If you were a pot smoker, are you saying you wouldn't be able to? To quit?
No, I mean, I would be able to quit. Yeah. I would need a better reason than what you've had for yourself.
I see.
Just to show
just
that I could do it. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, whether it's games or drugs or guns. You know, those are the things we've discussed here so far tonight. We've also got savings, a very important topic that not a lot of people are very good at in the United States.
I'm still pretty thoroughly confused myself.
We just read a story recently that U.S. credit card debt has hit record high levels recently. So generally, people in the United States are not known for their savings abilities. So we're going to talk more about savings coming up here in moments. Your calls and your thoughts are welcome. You can get on the line. And we do have Skype back tonight, by the way. So you can call us on Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, anywhere. Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Also, want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System. They've got a great deal for you over there at the Blink folks. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. They get you 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for 1 security camera in those other security camera systems. Blink Home Security is all wireless for those cameras. You unbox them, you drop the batteries in the units, you put them where you want them, and you set it all up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like a smartphone or a tablet. It's super easy to do, so head on over to blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, blinkprotect.com/FTL, and you can get yours there. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Then coming up, we can talk about savings. And we'll you can bring up anything you want. I apologize to our internet listeners. They are having some difficulty receiving us on a variety of platforms here tonight. And I'm also the engineer in addition to being the host of the show. So when things go wrong during the show, it's pretty difficult for me to fix anything. So if if there is anything that I can fix, I mean, I could try restarting a router or something like that, but it's probably just some sort of internet issue that's beyond my control. So keep that in mind, and that's why we have radio stations that can carry the show. And those folks usually don't suffer from the same interruptions. Let's continue here, though, with Bad Slave. He's on the line on Skype. Bad Slave, are you with us?
I am with you. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. Go ahead.
All righty, great. That was interesting watching Metal Blasto.
Yep.
Last O, double O at the end. I did find her. She's a nice, attractive young woman and very intelligent as well, I can tell.
Yep.
And you expect her to come in every now and again and do a little report with us, or how's that going to go?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we don't have guests on Free Talk Live very often, but if there's a reason to bring her back on, I would absolutely love to do that.
I don't know if you noticed on the texting on LRN, I gave you a little report of I'm skipping the name here. Let me pull it up. It's the book review for Carl Draga.
Carl Draga, can you explain who that is? I know the name, but most of our listeners probably don't.
Yeah. Well, Carl Draga was a person that was severely abused by the town of Colebrook, New Hampshire.
Right.
And, they just took him right down the rails, to the whipping post in the center of town, with the courts and the cops I think most of was his problem was he had a sloppy yard.
A sloppy yard, okay.
And junk collect, cars. I don't know. I haven't even read the book yet, but I know what the book's about. So I was recommending it to actually one of the groups on Facebook for the free Ware, the town of Ware. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is starting to get complicated. But, Carl Draga, that went postal and killed 4 people, 2 cops.
Right, they pushed him over the edge. The town government just kept coming at him for some stupid crap, and he couldn't take it anymore.
So anyways, this James Cowan did a book review of Vin's book and gave it 1 star. Now, you look at this, there was 19 reviews there, and most of them were 5s, and there were, I don't know, 4 or so.
This is the book, Vin Soprinowitz's The Ballad of Carl Draga?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
And so it turns out that your name showed up in one of those reviews. As one of the people like Carl Draga that we can do without.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm assuming almost every one of the people is a devoutly statist or a cop that gave those one reviews. And I just thought of, that came out on the 8th this month.
The review?
This review. So I just happened to look at it because I wanted to send a link to the people in Ware for their, because they're having the same thing going on there, you know, and they're not nearly, these people aren't nearly as spry, obviously, as Carl Drago.
When you say they're having the same thing go on, you're saying the people in the town of Ware are being attacked by their government?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. But nobody's gone on a shooting spree yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
But, I mean, the thing is to, you know, the idea that just this compilation of victimless crimes can turn somebody into a homicidal maniac is too likely to ignore.
Hold on. How are victimless crimes turning somebody into a homicidal maniac? What do you mean by that?
Well, that's what happened to Carl Draga. Is it, you know, that they, these are victimless crimes. There's nobody actually complaining.
Well, what turned him into a killer was the government pushing him. It wasn't.
Well, exactly. And that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, the government is the only one that does the victimless crimes stuff. Right?
Can you guys give me a little more background on Carl Draga? I see that he had maybe some part of his lot was eroded into a river, and then he brought in some dirt to restore that.
They didn't like that.
And the state officials said that he was altering the course of the river, so they came in, and then that's really all. They didn't. They put a stop to it, maybe not, and then 2 years later, there's a shooting where
he killed people. He killed, like, some town administrator, didn't he?
Town administrator, a reporter, and two state cops.
Yeah. The tragic story, and not, you know, too unheard of. I mean, there was that one guy who built that tank. You remember that? The Killdozer, as they called it? And he just, I forget where that was. I think it was out in the Midwest.
Colorado.
Where he just, you know, went through and just drilled holes in people's houses or in the town hall or whatever, just ran through it with his tank. And he'd armored the thing. So he'd armored up like basically a bulldozer or something like that.
Yeah, he had taken a bulldozer and in his basement he built concrete slabs that he covered the bulldozer with.
Yeah. It wasn't very fast moving as a result, but, I mean, a bulldozer on its own isn't fast moving, but it was even slower because of that. And, of course, you know, he ended up dying. Carl Draga ended up dead. So, I mean, the effectiveness of these violent men is very, very counterproductive. They actually end up creating the opposite of their intentions through their lashing out. They end up giving the government an excuse to just grow even more and become even more violent and get even more equipment. Bad Slave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up. The toll-free number here, because violence is not the solution. It's Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you.
Triodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Also, want to let you know about Dash. We got some cryptocurrency sponsors here on Free Talk Live, and Dash is one of them. It is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar, and Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network, so join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. Ian and Johnny Ray here. We'll take your calls and your thoughts about whatever you want. We've talked about everything from the live streaming video game phenomenon in our first hour to Carl Draga, a guy who snapped and killed government workers after they pushed him over the edge with a bunch of property disputes where they were trying to tell him what to do on what he thought was his own land, to guns and cannabis. So we can talk about all of those things. But we've actually got an email that we were intending to read last week, and just sometimes Free Talk Live, you know, being an open phones show, things don't always go in the direction we thought they were going to, because you can always call in and bring up anything you want. We do have the email still from Stephen Kinsella, who is a libertarian attorney ironically, who I believe works in patent law while being against intellectual property. So
that's the best kind.
So in the area of his expertise, he's actually against that whole area existing. But that's the area in which, you know, he makes his living.
That's probably how you should do it. You know, yeah. I run away from life because I think that the government and the state are out to get me.
He dives
what you
right
should
in,
do huh? is you should fight it.
He says, hey guys, I hope all is well. I caught a bit of your recent discussion about Hazlitt and savings, etc. I think some of the discussion was a bit confused. First, there was some comment that putting money in a bank is saving because it's loaned out to others and thus earns interest. The problem is you have to have fractional reserve banking to do this, and this is disputed among Austrian economics. However, it would be impossible to have this practice without governments insuring deposits with FDIC, etc., because there would always be runs and instability and thus too much risk. And that's as far as we got last week, because then we went off on a long discussion about fractional reserve banking. We took a phone call about that from a libertarian banker who's a sometime caller to this program. And we came to the conclusion that we don't agree that, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I think we did agree on this last week, that fractional reserve, the idea of being able to lend money that you don't really have, basically, that you have some on reserve, but you're lending out more than actually exists, in theory, that they could still do that without the Federal Reserve, and they could do it as a voluntary thing that where the customers knew that that's what they were getting into, that maybe they would take a higher rate of return, or you know, a higher interest rate on the account in return for knowing that if they needed the money, that it might not be there for them.
Mm-hmm. And Kinsella, in the email that he wrote us, points us to an article by Jörg Guido Hulsmann, who's a prominent Austrian economist. He wrote, I remember him because he had written a biography of Mises. And this article is in the, it's a scholarly journal about libertarian economics or Austrian economics, I think, like an Austrian Economic Review or something. Article by Guido Hulsmann about free banking, the free bankers versus the Stefan Kinsellas and your Guido Hulsmans. Yeah. The free bankers believe, if I absorbed it correctly, that fractional reserve banking is okay, and in fact it's necessary for savings and investment to be in line with one another. Fractional reserve banking, you need it to have that money that otherwise in a 100% reserve system would just be sitting there,
yeah,
not doing anything. You need fractional reserve banking to get that, to put that money to work so that all of the investment opportunities have a chance to bear fruit.
And that's what some people are saying, but not what Stefan Kinsella is saying, because I'm going to get into the rest of his email coming up here.
Yeah. A lot of the material that I've been trying to work through seems to be a lot of people saying what saving is not, and unfortunately not enough of it is saying what saving is. Yeah, my opinion so far, I'm not ready to lose this opinion, is that saving is not spending.
That would seem to be the case to me. If you're spending, then you're obviously not saving, mm-hmm. So the opposite must be true. He says, I think to sort this out, we have to resort to Misesian praxeology.
Misesian?
Okay, well, praxeology, I had to look that one up. That apparently means the study of human behavior.
Human action and the idea that humans are purposeful.
For example, Guido Hulsmann in a 1996 article points out that saving and investment are not praxeologically distinct. Holding money is in a way a form of saving. He says this would include putting money in a bank where it is warehoused or stored, but not one where it was lent out to others. And then he references the paper that you were just talking about, and I believe takes a quote from it. Quote, this is the essence of the free banker's creed. In their eyes, only part of the whole money supply is relevant for the market. Only the part in circulation constitutes a demand for real goods and services. The other part is money held, the proper demand for money. The owners of money held are lenders. What they lend are the real resources they could acquire if, instead of holding money, that they spent it. Because the proportions between money in circulation and money held can change, there can be a difference between savings and investment. So what he's arguing here is that savings is not necessarily what you think is savings, that he's saying that by putting money in a bank account where it's lent out, that you're actually investing, you're not saving. Is that what he's saying here?
Well, in that last sentence, that was a quote from Holzman's article where he is characterizing the position of the free bankers.
Okay, I'm not sure which quotes are where, because there's multiple quotes in this paragraph. Suppose someone increases his money balance. Holding more money substitutes he renounces his share of the goods to which the money entitles him. Now the money he holds no longer circulates on the market. He saves, but nobody invests. What is more important, nobody can invest because the necessary medium of exchange has been withdrawn from the market. Accumulation of unsold goods inventories would be the inevitable consequence were it not for the beneficial intervention of fractional reserve banks. They create new money in circulation that will buy the idle goods inventories, savings and investment, again in accord with each other. It's not necessary to point out all the fallacies of the equivalence idea. We only have to examine its basic tenet regarding investment. The free bankers think that there can be a difference between savings and investment, yet there is no such difference. And I believe this is Stefan who's commenting here.
Yes.
Savings and investment are always identical. They are merely two aspects of the same action, just as buying and selling are two aspects of the same market exchange.
Right, and Hazlitt has, I think Hazlitt introduced the same concept here much earlier in his book that we've been reading.
Mm-hmm. Economics in One Lesson.
Thank you, I forgot the name of it. Where he talks about supply and demand, and he says that those two are two halves of the same coin. That demand is not just you wanting something, you have to have the wherewithal to be able to get it in order to have that demand. And your demand, the supply that you carry with you, your talents, your assets, they constitute your demand for things you want. So the free bankers or anyone else who tries to separate savings and investment, saying they can be different or that there can be disparities that have to be fixed, Kinsella and Holzman say, no, savings and investment are the same thing, just looked at from different directions.
Is it the same thing, though? I mean, if you sock a bunch of money under a mattress, it's definitely not being invested in anything.
Well, I think that it is.
I want to hear more about that coming up here in moments. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Looking for that edge?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Also, do want to let you know about the upcoming Anarchapulco. It's making anarchy great again, and it's going to be happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. Great speakers, including Ron Paul, who will be the guest, keynote speaker there, for the first time ever, by the way, at Anarchapulco. It's the fourth year of this event. They'll also be having G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Veer, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Carrie Wedler, Vit Yedlaika, and Sterling Lujan, as well as others, I'm sure. So head on over to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL to get your 10% off the regular price of the tickets. And also, you will find other events there that are kind of related that are a little bit extra if you want to attend those, like the Health and Wellness Retreat and Change Media University with Luke Radowski and more. So get all the details and get your tickets over at anarchapulco.com. It's February 15th through the 18th, so we're talking about 1 month away from right now. February 15th through the 18th in Acapulco at the Princess Resort. Go to anarchapulco.com and use code FTL to get your tickets. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts, but we're talking about savings, and I wanted to make sure we got through this email before we go on with the rest of the show and opening up the phones, because it's an interesting discussion about what is savings. Is it savings if you are socking a bunch of money away under a mattress and therefore nobody else can use that money? Or is, that seems like savings, right? Like if you're socking money away under a mattress, whereas putting money into a bank account or an investment of some sort, that may make it so that somebody else can use that money, which would be an investment, but it's also a form of savings because you can withdraw in a lot of cases from many of those accounts. Sometimes there are penalties involved, but you can usually go in and withdraw that money, like if you got a CD, a certificate of deposit at a bank or something like that, or you bought some stocks or whatever, there are ways to get out of those things. So it seems like many investments are a form of savings, but not all forms of savings are investments. But Johnny Ray, are you arguing that all forms of savings are investments and vice versa?
Yes.
So
yes.
How
I don't know how well I'll be able to argue that, but that is what I'm arguing.
How is storing money under a mattress an investment?
Because you're investing in money. It's like the opposite of printing, of the Federal Reserve printing new money. Hmm. We know that that tends to lower the value of the existing money. And in the same way,
right.
It's a terrible investment. Well, pulling money out of circulation and holding on to it can have the opposite effect and increase the demand for money
if enough of that happens.
Yeah, I mean it will do that, mm-hmm. And if a lot of people do, if a large rate of the population is doing it, it will be very visible.
Okay. All right.
So simply that, you're just investing in money. And basically in a more universal tip.
So what you're saying is an investment doesn't have to be conscious. You're saying that by simply holding money, that is an act of investing, even if the person doesn't realize it. Because it's a piss-poor investment, right? Like to hold on to cash is almost a guaranteed you're going to lose money, because you're going to lose value, at least. You're not going to lose the amount of dollars. They're going to stay the same underneath your mattress. But over time, as the government prints more money out, unless everybody is socking it away under a mattress, it's going to lose value. I mean, the U.S. government's dollar has historically, since they took the gold or silver backing away from it, has lost a tremendous amount of value, like 96% of its value or something like that in the last 100 years. So what you're saying is investment is just a mechanism in the marketplace. Whether you realize it or not, if you're socking your money under a mattress, you are investing is what you're saying, even though you didn't think of it that way.
Yeah. A lot of these terms have special meanings that I'm not aware of. Number one, I think you may want to try and shift to the word saving instead of savings.
Okay. Savings is like a thing that you have, whereas saving is a thing that you do.
Yeah. Okay. The Hazlitt chapter is called the Assault on Saving.
On Saving. Okay.
But investment versus saving. Investment, according to something I was looking at today, was buying stocks and so forth. That was saving. That was an investment.
That's not investment?
Right. According to, I forget. I'm sorry, the source for this.
Huh.
But only buying capital goods like, machinery and so forth. That was investing. But I'm very suspicious of a really hyper labeling philosophy. I put a lot more confidence in the kind of theories where everything sort of melts together, instead of where you're categorizing everything and saying this is different from that.
Mm.
I think Kinsella says something about buying a cup of coffee and how that is an investment, even though everybody would tell you that's consuming and that's a consumption.
And how is that an investment? Does he get into that here? Because I haven't finished the email yet.
He doesn't unpack that specific example, I don't think, but I would suggest that buying a cup of coffee is an investment
in what?
In your well-being and your quality of life for that day or for that part of the day.
I mean, that's one way to look at it. I don't know if that's the way people tend to think of investment. I mean, I get what you're saying there.
Yeah. Well, I think that when you...
Investment always has seemed to be a conscious... To me, at least. And again, we're just talking about definitions and how people feel about these words. To me, investment has always been a very conscious thing. It was like, here's this opportunity. You have this, this amount of resources. Do you want to put these resources into this opportunity? Whereas when you're just sort of unconsciously going and buying a cup of coffee...
Well, you know what caffeine does, right?
It speeds up something or other. I don't know.
That's right. Some people consider it to be essential to getting the most out of their day.
So, they think that, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, if they think it, then
it's
they're
true.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're investing in their own productivity with that cup of coffee.
I see what you're saying.
And they're going to get a return on it. They're going to be richer because of the coffee that they bought.
Maybe they won't, though. Maybe they'll be poorer because they've got a coffee habit and they're at the Starbucks every single day spending $5, $6, $7 per day on this coffee habit, which they end up having, you know, a whole lot less money at the end of the year because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they feel as though they've been more productive, but is that really true? I mean, there are different ways to look at that sort of thing.
You can also buy an expensive wardrobe, and that be an investment.
Sure, an investment in your business.
Interviews or talking to clients.
I think it's more likely that a person would look at that as an investment because it's more clear that that's something that could help you with your business. But I guess what you're arguing is that the coffee would also help you with your business as well. But going on with Kinsella, he says, one cannot save without investing, nor is it possible to invest without saving at the same time. Then suppose, again, that's just something I can't say. Well, he's going to give an example here. Suppose that Jones sells a car against 50 ounces of gold that he intends to hold until his retirement age. Jones has invested in gold. Yet this means that nothing else than his savings are in gold, too. It is immaterial whether Jones keeps his gold in some worn socks or with his banker or someone else. No additional action of any bank is required to make savings and investment equal. So his claim here is it's not possible to invest without saving at the same time. I can't say I really understand that. It would seem to me that if I'm investing, then I'm putting in some cases. I mean, it depends on the type of investment. So like if I'm investing in a company, there's no pulling that back out. You know, you don't get, it's not like a certificate of deposit where you get a penalty or an IRA or whatever where you get penalized for early withdrawal of your investment or your savings or whatever. With a company, you invest into that company, and unless you have stock that you can trade away or sell, you may not. You just may have, you own this, you know, this piece of the company, but you can't sell it. It's just whether the company does well or not is another question. Do you end up, you know, succeeding on getting a return on with that investment is really the ultimate question. If you can't pull it back out, is it really savings? Or savings? Because if it's saved, then it's savings. So if it's locked in, though...
Well, if you buy one of these bank products that you can't touch for 20 years and you can't pull it out, isn't that still saving? I think it is.
But you usually can. There's a penalty if you withdraw the CD or whatever early.
Okay.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.